Big update from Google. GKE now offers cloud storage fuse profiles to package storage tuning for training, checkpointing, and inference. Google introduced this on its cloud AI blog as a way to make file system behavior less fiddly for AI teams.
That sounds small, but the article calls storage a hidden tax. Even compute-bound training can underperform when data arrives too slowly, pods take long to warm up, or checkpoints bog things down.
The point of these profiles is to automate the performance tuning customers used to do by hand. Instead of tweaking fuse flags and scripts for each job, you get workload-specific defaults aimed at throughput, startup latency, or simplicity.
Architecturally, it's a shift. Google is encoding storage best practices into the platform, so teams reuse presets for training versus checkpoint-heavy jobs versus inference, rather than rediscovering the same tuning.
That fits a broader trend the article highlights, moving away from raw, highly configurable primitives toward productized defaults. Infrastructure begins to assume the workload class and apply obvious tuning automatically.
For Google, this is also positioning. Making storage easier on GKE strengthens the pitch that GKE is the default runtime for production AI, not just another Kubernetes distro that happens to support GPUs.
There's an obvious trade-off the article warns about. Opinionated defaults lower the barrier but shift control into the platform. Advanced teams will want transparency about what a profile actually changes.
Right, a profile can remove mistakes in speed deployment, but it can also hide the knobs expert operators once used. Teams should check how a preset behaves with their data layout and access patterns.
So the practical takeaway: if you run AI on Kubernetes, these profiles can cut trial and error and reduce tribal knowledge. They're a real operational win, provided the defaults match your workload.
Exactly. Use the profiles to save time, but validate them. Google's bet, according to the article, is that most teams prefer sensible defaults over bespoke tuning, and that will determine whether this feature truly helps.